Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. My name's Rodney, and joined on Skype is Brooks.
Hey guys, how's it going?
And also joining us via Skype is another member of the Okayest Show Around podcast. His name's Brian, and he's the heart of the show. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Alright guys, so today we're going to talk about God of War on the PS4. Brian has had a lot of hands-on experience with that game so far. He basically hasn't slept, I'm told, but before that we're going to touch on some news, and just letting you guys know we're getting a lot of downloads on our podcast, and we really appreciate you guys sticking around and listening to us babble on for about 40 minutes about video game related stuff. But don't stop there. Help share the love. Share our Facebook page. Leave some comments. Tell your friends. Tell your family. All that kind of stuff. That would greatly help us out. All right, guys. So, God of War coming up right now. All right, so before we get to God War, let's touch on the news for the week. So handing it over to Brooks, go ahead.
Thanks, Rodney. So first off, I want to talk about Wolfenstein 2: The New Colossus. It's coming to Nintendo Switch on June 29th, and this was just announced by Bethesda today. So great news for anyone who's played the Wolfenstein series. What do you guys think?
I haven't actually played it, but now that you said it's from Bethesda, I'm probably going to give it a shot.
Same guys who made Doom. They made Doom, and it's like if you play Doom, it feels just like Doom. It's a lot of fun if you like killing Nazis and gory, blowing up, shooting them up kind of games.
Yeah. The only thing I have to say about Wolfenstein is at PAX, they were giving away milkshakes, and Will and I never got one because the lineup was like 4 hours long, so we weren't really interested in waiting that long to play Wolfenstein. But yeah, I do want to play it. It's on my list for sure.
Moving on, we have Rampage, the movie that just came out is now one of the biggest video game movie adaptations ever. According to a Forbes article I have here, it says Rampage has earned $66.98 million in North America after just 11 days of domestic release. That already makes it the sixth biggest domestic earner for video game adaptations. So this is good news for video game movies. Hopefully we're going to see a comeback.
I think this has a big deal to do with The Rock being in it, because if they're like, oh yeah, starring The Rock, you're going to go see it no matter how bad it is.
But as we know, we've seen the Rock was also in the Doom video game movie adaptation, but that one wasn't very good. So
no, but
just because of,
but I mean, I saw it because The Rock was in it, right? So
of course. Next up, we have Call of Duty. This is a little bit of older news, but Black Ops 4 is not going to be including traditional single player campaign, according to sources. So this will make Call of Duty the first mainline big COD that won't come with campaign, standard campaign. That's, so big news. They're going to go probably with another Battle Royale kind of like feel for another mode, but we'll see what happens. So what do you guys think about that?
That's kind of a deal breaker for me, because I kind of buy the COD games for the campaign. Like, I bought World War II because of the campaign. And then, I mean, I played online, but I that's not my main reason for playing, because I don't like getting rickety-wrecked by 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'm mixed on it, because for some of the past Call of Duty games, I'll play the campaigns or I won't. It just really depends on the where the story is. Like, I want to play World War II, but I don't want to fight robots.
It's got to have zombies for me. I mean, if they get rid of the zombies and the campaign, then I'm just not interested at all. The multiplayer, that ship has sailed for me.
Yeah, so. I found the zombies was kind of empty in this World War II anyway. You know, they only had the one map.
Wasn't the good old days? Yeah. Kino, Der Toten, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Der Reese. All right, moving on. God of War came out April 20th. And I haven't played it yet. I don't think Rodney's played it, but it looks great from what I've seen. We do. Brian, you have played the heck out of the game, though, so far, have you not?
Oh, I have. My hands are sore from button mashing.
Well, tell us, then let's get right into it, then. Tell us your first impressions of the game when you played it.
It's beautiful. Like, this is the best game I've played since The Last of Us. And I'm not even big on very, like, really detailed and story-driven games. Usually if it's fun to play. But this game, I've been a fan of the first one since it came out, and I liked it when they started for different reasons, and now I like it for another reason.
Right on.
Yeah, so
yeah.
What about the combat?
The combat's a lot different in this game, and I was going to be worried coming in that it wasn't going to be like the old ones, and it's not, but it's better in a totally different way.
Yeah, I've just been watching gameplay trailers, and it looks really good. I mean, there's a couple. I haven't played any of the God of War because I don't have a PlayStation yet. But I mean, I am gonna play it because it's a PS exclusive, right? But
how it worked, Ronnie, in the traditional games, like you would press the triangle button and the, I think it was circle button, to switch between the two attacks. And then you could chain together crazy combos on the ground, in the air. You could, like, double jump and string combos together with lunges and dodges and just string together these crazy moves. And it looks like they kind of took that awesome combo system and kind of turned that into, like, a more fluid, movie-looking, like, combat system, like something in The Witcher that's way smoother,
so,
you know?
Yeah, something like Shadow of War?
Exactly,
got
yeah.
Got it, okay. And so it wasn't like that before,
They streamlined it really well.
Okay. Is it possible because the PS1 and stuff couldn't handle, or what, it came on the PS2 first, right?
Nope. Yeah, actually
PS1.
Yeah.
Was it PS2?
Yeah, PS2.
I mean, I played a PS2 for only Grand Theft Auto Vice City. that's about it.
Oh, but, yeah, those are good games.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Brian.
It came out I want to say like early 2000s. I want to say maybe 2003, the first one.
Okay.
And we played the demo for it, and the moment we played the demo, we were hooked, me and my buddy. And from there, we played the heck out of it, because it was just fun killing, like, skeleton monsters. That's all the game was when we started. And then when we played the full version of the first game, it was a lot more story-driven than we knew. You'd get these, like, 10-minute high-definition cutouts that would give story away and that would compel you to keep fighting. And then the second came out and there was a bigger story behind it, and then the third, which is a bloodbath of just god, death, and destruction. And where they left off in the third one, you didn't think it would continue again, you thought it was the end, and it was a pretty decent send-off to the character, and to have them come back and with a new character is a crazy surprise.
I have a question about the combat, Brian. When it looks to, because there's now like a right trigger, or is it R2 for heavy attack and R1 for light attack? That's kind of more like what a Dark Souls-esque kind of button scheme with the attacking instead of pressing the buttons. It's using the triggers now. Is it different now that it's the triggers to attack, and then the square is Arturus's action, and then Y is recalling the axe and stuff like that.
See, it's a lot of combos in this. Like, the, I would say the basic attacks are easy. They're just two buttons to mash. They're not the same. I think they're, the back bumpers, mainly, and the opposite ones being your block. But, there's a lot of combinations you have to learn as you progress. And
I'm just looking at some of the controls here too. It says there's like different types of arrows. You can switch between the Leviathan, the Blades of Chaos.
Yeah, because you play as you and the child character.
Who uses the Blades of Chaos?
That's a bit of a spoiler. But,
okay. Don't tell me. As long as they're in there.
They're in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just watching this gameplay video right now, and this guy is kind of a spammer. He just spams throwing his axe. Is that? I'm sure there's way more to the combat system than just that, eh?
Yeah, that's. I would say it's only been a week. I'd say that's already the first noob trick of the game. When you're scared to die, that's distant attacks definitely will help. But I'm the kind of gamer that likes to get right in there. In fact, when I purchased the game and downloaded it. I went right on to the hardest difficulty, and I'm still on it. I'm still not through it, and I've been playing it for 5 days, so it's difficult.
Oh, yeah, okay.
How are some of the boss battles?
I've made it through two or three now, and they are beautiful. The graphics-wise, the creativity on the playing field, and just the story behind it, and you have this real responsibility when you're playing with the other character because he is your child, to keep him alive, and it brings a whole another aspect to the game.
Yeah, that was my next question, was because Will and I were kind of speculating before the game was released on how your child would get incorporated into the combat. So do you want to just tell us a little bit about how that's done?
For me, on the hardest difficulty, it doesn't help it as much as he should, but I could what they've done is he does distance attacks because he wields the arrows, and he also will jump into battle and distract enemies if you're outnumbered, or he'll get in and start attacking enemies with you.
He can't take damage though, can he? The kid can't die, can it?
He can't die, or at least I haven't seen him die yet.
So is there a way to cheese the game? Like, is there a way to get the enemies to focus only on the kid, and so you can just cheese it?
Yeah, in fact, the faster you shoot the child's arrows will bring the distraction more on to him versus you. Bigger enemies will automatically charge at you no matter what. And they won't even be really phased by his attacks, but if you spam them enough, he'll take a bit of the focus and help you out a bit.
That's cool. How far are you in the game? Do you have any idea? Or?
Well, it's sort of an open world-esque feel to it. There's a lot of exploring you're left to do. Maybe 5% into the game, you can travel almost anywhere. And then the farther you get, and once you upgraded, you can travel even farther. So I've been just doing side quests for the last 2 days because I don't even want to finish the game because I don't want it to end.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and I just hit an ad. Teen Burger. no, but I'm looking at the HUD now. The HUD looks like the pause menu or whatever looks kind of, you know, formulaic as past games like Assassin's Creed and stuff like that, where it's really easily laid out all in one kind of menu, and it's not sporadically spread around and you have to push a million buttons to get to the thing you want.
I will tell you something that's a big change for this franchise is weapon upgrading. It used to be used to just kill enemies and you would harvest orbs or souls or whatever you want to call them, and then you would just throw them into your weapons, and it would take pretty much the entire game to get everything up to its full stat. In this, you can find pieces of armor, upgrade them. You can find little relics to attach to each armor, so they have different powers to block against certain enemy attacks, poison, electric, frozen attacks, and you can upgrade each piece of armor, arrows, just other weapons you find out in the game up solely, and it's really customizable. It's something I've never seen done in this universe, and it's taken a little while to get used to, but it's really good.
Nice. I'm just watching this deer hunting scene.
I cried.
why would you headshot the deer? Why? You don't headshot deer. You shoot him in the chest. Whatever. So it looks like it's introducing this little parenting thing where you're kind of guiding your son into shooting his first moose. So does that continue throughout the game, where you have to kind of help him develop as a hunter and godchild, I guess?
When you start out, that's the basic aspect of the game is. It's I don't think it's much of a spoiler. It states that most of the trailers now, that when you come into the game, there's been a loss in the family, and that pretty much moves the whole story of the game. The boy needs to learn how to become a warrior and also be able to survive. He doesn't have a very good relationship with his father, and they're forced together to go on this epic quest. And very early on, you find out that this kid is capable, but he's got things to learn, and there's some lessons in the game where he has to learn. But very early on, he becomes very capable, and he's a good character. He can hold his own.
He's got the humility, whereas Kratos does not.
Yeah, Kratos has been through a lot. He barely feels. There's actually it made me laugh so hard I had to leave my room yesterday. It's just a small quote and it won't spoil anything, but you're in a boss fight and the boss is overwhelming and the boy's off to the side, and it's a solo fight, it's just you and the monster, and he says, boy, when I give you the signal, do this now. And he's like, I don't know how. And he said, I don't care. Just do it. And that broke me. There's no humility in Kratos whatsoever.
Yeah.
I want to ask about the collectibles, though. Are there lots of collectibles in the world to get? Because I know you mentioned some of the weapon upgrades and stuff like that. How do the collectibles work?
Something new they've added is, the collectibles are all the same ways to upgrade your health bar as the old games, but there's a buying and selling aspect in this game as well, because you have to go out and find people to fix up your weaponry, and they can be found all over the game. So that gives a bit of currency, and there's a lot of different types of currency in this game. And as far as collectibles, there's also hidden, there's like, I think, close to 100 side quests you can do that take up hours of your life. I'm locked in one right now that's probably going to take up most of my day.
Yeah. I'm just watching the first boss battle here. Is there weak points on the boss? Like if you target his legs, he falls down? Or is it just like literally hit him until his health runs out?
Well, I didn't find this out, but apparently for certain things, like there's always each enemy has their own weakness and you have to exploit it. But I found out by throwing your axe at just random enemies, if you hit them in the head, it does significantly more damage, as it should. But just the way the dynamic of the axe being thrown, it would just give the appearance that it wouldn't. Also, if you throw them at their limbs or their legs, it'll knock them on the ground, which allows them to get attacked even further. I found this out last night, and I've been playing it for like 4 days now.
Okay. Yeah, this boss looks super cheese.
They changed Kratos's voice actor as well, though, right?
Nope. The voice actor is still the same.
Is it?
Yep.
The kid's good too. The voice acting is very good for Sonny, whatever his name is. Did a good job for the kid too.
A lot of PS titles have good voice actors, I find.
Oh, well, yeah. The voice actor for Kratos, a lot of people don't know, is actually an actor. The first time I seen him, I caught onto it right away, but that's because I'm weird with movies and games. That's my lifestyle. He was in Final Destination 2. He played one of the characters in Final Destination 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, this guy's not doing very well against his boss. He's running now. It's the first one. It's the ape-looking dude with the horns and the girder or whatever the hell he's carrying.
Oh, I've been calling them trolls.
Yeah, he doesn't look too challenging. Like, his attack patterns are pretty predictable. Are you finding that throughout the rest of the game as well? Is all the enemies have predictable attack patterns, and it's because you're playing on the hardest difficulty? But it sounds like you're not having much problem getting through the game.
Well, like, right now I'm at a really advanced boss fight. It's a mini boss, so it's like a side quest boss. But there's a few of these bosses that are the same, in a sense. They're all related to a larger quest. And each one, I predicted, was going to be the same thing, same boss pattern, because they're the same type of boss. But I found out last night when I encountered my second version of the monster that they're entirely different. Some of them incorporate magic, some of them are really heavy on up-close attacks, some are ranged attacks, so they've done a really good job of switching it up.
It's not like the Imprison from Zelda Skyward Sword. Like, you fight it three times and it's like basically the same battle. Infuriating. Have you played Skyward Sword?
I played a bit of it. I was always a big Fallout guy. I played a lot of Fallout.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk
about the soundtrack. What's the soundtrack like? Because I remember in the original God of War, the soundtrack was awesome. The original games. But now it's got all sorts of Nordic influences, too, right? Because
it was super
direction.
Epic. And now unfortunately, they don't even have the old soundtrack in it. You don't hear that old song that gets you amped before you even started playing. It's something totally new, but it's nice. It's better. It fits the game better.
Man, this child has some rage in him. Holy. They just killed the boss, and he's like literally... He's dead, and he's like stabbing him like nonstop.
Yeah, it's an emotional roller coaster. And my worst fear about the child was that he would become so annoying because he's at your side all the time and he's always talking to you. But they've recorded so much dialogue, it doesn't even get old. And it's always, when he yells or screams, it's either to help you or it's motivated by a bigger thing. So it's really good.
That's good. Is there any multiplayer anything in the game? Any like in Assassin's Creed Origins, there was you could find other dead assassins and then avenge them and get experience and stuff like that. Is there something similar like that in this game?
No, there's no online whatsoever. But they God of War tackled online for I think God of War Ascension, and it didn't do well. I actually loved it, but it just didn't fit. It doesn't fit this game. I don't know a multiplayer that would. I mean, The Last of Us multiplayer is probably the closest thing they could have toward it. But yeah, I think it's better without one, to be honest.
Yeah, I can see that. There can only be one God of War, let's be honest.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So this game looks like a lot of fun. I'm gonna check it out for sure. Beastier. So what do you have to do to 100% complete this game? Because I'm looking at the amount of stuff he's picking up, and it looks like it's a lot of stuff.
It was gonna take me probably 3 or 4 months to 100% this game.
Jeez, that's a lot. I already have to 100% complete a bunch of other games. I don't have time for this.
Apparently, there's multiple endings too in God of War 4. Is what I'm reading.
Oh really?
Yeah, I've read that as well.
Secret ending or something.
The last game I have 100%. It was The Last of Us. That's the last one, and that took me a week. I beat that game in 2 days. This game I've been playing for 4 days. I'm gonna say straight.
What do you think is better though, this or The Last of Us?
If I had to pick, God of War, and that's because I've been involved with this character for like 15 years of my life.
Right. Yeah,
and the art direction is just so cool in this game too. Like, I know, like, I like the whole Greek mythology was great, but even Norse mythology is still just as cool the way they executed it too.
There's so much they can do with it, and it's shaping up right now. I don't know, but it's shaping up right now to be a bigger picture, so I'm hoping sequels. It's pretty upsetting that the game hasn't even been out yet, and I've already
looked
up
killed
God of War
Zeus.
5.
He killed all the Greek gods. There was no one left to kill, and now he's got to start killing all the Norse gods.
Has he killed Hades?
That's what I'm worried. What's that?
Has he killed Hades?
Oh yeah, you kill Hades in the third game.
Yeah, in the third game, you cut out, you get his blades, his purple blades, and you cut his hands off or something like that.
Oh wow, yeah, I should really play these games. But
I re-downloaded God of War 3. Actually mid playing this one because I'm so involved in the game right now. I just want to go back and kill some more gods.
And also, Ronnie, some of the best parts of the game that underscored the games too were the boss battles with the huge like set pieces and action sequences and quick time events and stuff like that, and the button mashing. Like, it was just classic.
Oh yeah.
You know, you'd be like sliding along the side of a giant monster, like pressing B to like drag your daggers in him along the way down. And you'd be steering like. You know, there's one where you go inside some guy's stomach and kill him from the inside.
I saw a completionist video on... I can't remember which God of War he did. I think he did the first one. And it looked really badass. And it made me want to play it. So, yeah. I'm going to definitely... When I pick up my PS, I'm sure Will won't let me forget that soon. So, I'll pick one up soon and then pick up God of War for sure.
You can also... Yeah, you can get God of War 3 remastered. And it's beautiful. It looks even so good, even though it's been out for like almost, I want to say 5-6 years, or maybe even longer. It's probably been out like 10 years now. It looks beautiful, even now on the new console, and it's relatively cheap. I want to say it's only $20.
Oh, okay.
Brian, let me ask you something interesting though. I remember in some of the previous God of War games, you could have sex with women in the game and get red orbs from doing it with those weird ladies. Is there any moments like that in this game?
There hasn't been, but I've watched a Q&A with the guy who made the game, and he said there's something similar in there. There's something similar in there, but he's like, I'm not going to give it away. And he's like, it's one of the biggest...
We need to get a walkthrough going on the channel as soon as we figure that out. No.
It's one of the biggest. It's one of the biggest secrets in the game, I think. They hit a little... a couple callbacks to the old games in it, and I haven't found any yet, and I'm an avid searcher.
So there's currency in this game. So is there DLC in this game or microtransactions or anything like that to get better weapons or
no when you come into the game, if you don't search anything, you're not going to have a good go at the game. They really have a really good balance of need to explore. If you want to get better stuff, you need to explore. You have to do side missions. You have to just stay off the beaten path, and you can't just beat the game. You've got to get out there and look and do some tasks and find stuff and do puzzles and stuff like that.
Speaking of finding stuff, have you found any Easter eggs yet?
Not yet, and I've been searching, but they hide things so well in this game. So well.
What about any weird glitches? Any fun bugs or glitches you've run into yet? Game-breaking
Not
stuff?
Not fun. The game is so smooth.
I've been scouring online, and I can't find many glitches.
You know
like,
what I've
glitches.
Been waiting for?
This
one
game's
thing
smooth.
that was God of War, in a sense, because they've done this thing where they take out loading screens out of the game completely, but you'd be running, and then you'd hit this loading wall, and your character would just be frozen. It would say God of War in the bottom corner, and it'd be buffering. I haven't hit that once yet. Not even for a nanosecond.
Wow.
Yeah, and pretty much apparently the camera locks over your shoulder, and like there's one camera fluid through all the cutscenes, and it never cuts unless you die. Like throughout the entire game, the camera never cuts away.
No, it never.
Unless you die, yeah.
You used to always get these uncontrollable camera angles, bird eye view kind of thing. When you
for the cinematic stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you can change that in this game.
Wow. Yeah, they did a really good job by the sounds of it. It's how games used to be. You had to go and actually earn stuff. You know, you can't just buy it and get it. Really good story. Like, just from even what I've been seeing in this gameplay gameplay video, it's just super solid. Like, and as soon as you mentioned that, Brooke, that the camera never cuts, I immediately noticed it because they went straight from gameplay right into a cinematic. It was awesome.
Yeah, it does that from the first chapter to the very end of the game, like, seamlessly, which is huge, too.
That's actually really hard to plan out when you film in real life, let alone in a video game.
Yeah, know? This game. I'm happy that this game came out because this game really needed to come out for this console generation too. Right now, we needed a huge game like this. That's just like awesome. And they took a classic game that was all really deep in our hearts, and they didn't screw it up with a BS remaster. And this one is actually solid and perfect. So it's like a win for everybody, I think.
Yeah, I think they took a step back. By the sounds of it and by the looks of it, because most games are jumping on the bandwagon of DLC and microtransactions and you know all that kind of stuff. So it's really limiting what's coming out on games nowadays. Halo 5 being one of those. Like Halo 4 was meh already. I really liked the campaign, but I didn't like the online too much. I mean, I still played it religiously because that's where everybody was. They weren't on Halo Reach anymore, right? So, but yeah,
I'm just thinking more along the lines of Metal Gear Survive. Like that piece of garbage just came out, and you know, it's good this thing. It's good we finally have decent games in 2018 for the.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for that game, and I'm like, what part of this game looks fun? This game is just like so stressful.
Yeah. I hate to put them on blast, but yeah.
For sure. Is there any other game coming out this year, Brian, on the PS that you're looking forward to the most?
Well, you know, I'm just happy to have a game to get me off Fortnite, because that was taking up a lot of my life. Yeah, and I haven't played Fortnite. I'm 4 days clean. I think the one game I'm anticipating the most is obviously The Last of Us 2, but there's
not
nothing...
Spider-Man. What about Spider-Man?
Oh yeah, I always forget about Spider-Man. But you want to know why I keep forgetting? It's because it keeps getting pushed. All my good games keep getting pushed. I'm excited about Spider-Man.
It'll
I am. And I will be buying
man.
It.
It looks amazing, man. It's gonna be the best. It's gonna be. I don't know. Last of Us 2 is gonna be great. Yeah, of course. But this is gonna be different, something new and exciting. I think it's gonna be like. If you ever played the one on back in the day in the GameCube and PS2 days, Spider-Man 2, where it was like a big open world GTA kind of world, and you could flip around and do whatever you want, it's gonna be awesome, dude. Well,
the conversation's come full circle because I have a big issue with movies that have game crossovers. I haven't liked very many of the Marvel games, like the old ones, like the Iron Man and. I just don't feel like they give you enough free reign. I bought the Incredible Hulk game, and that was free roam, and I went around the entire city, destroyed everything, and did like two missions, and I'm like, I'm bored. This is really boring. But this game looks amazing. I've watched so much footage on this game. It's gonna be good. I think it's gonna
Question,
be good.
What about a God of War movie?
Oh God, no. I can get into that argument for like an hour. Who would you
Rampage
cast?
Rampage was so successful.
Who would you cast? The Rock as Kratos? No, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an actor in the biz right now.
You could do Jason Momoa, the guy from Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, you're right.
You could do him. Yeah,
oh my God.
You're right.
Kratos just broke the fourth wall. He looked at the camera.
He would be perfect for it.
I'm on board.
Hashtag Jason Momoa Kratos 2019.
What about Russell Crowe?
No.
Russell Crowe.
Like, Russell Crowe sounds like he drinks too much.
Yeah. He's just
he
heavy smoker.
He gets in a lot of fights.
Heavy smoker, I think.
He gets in a lot of fights. He's notorious for it.
You know who if Uwe Boll directed this, you know who he'd cast? He'd cast
oh,
like Jason Statham.
Oh my God, no!
Yeah, it was a big deal
because he's a viable option just because he's bald.
Yeah, no, they should not make a God of War at all, because a movie at all, because it'll.
Hey man, they're running out of ideas.
They are, but yeah, I'm just thinking of the Assassin's Creed movie and how freaking bad it was.
I never even watched it.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad, dude. I mean, they tried so hard to make it good, but it just did not. It just didn't work out.
I would have just been yelling at the screen. I'm like, come on, Magneto. You got this.
Yeah. But hey, let's. Why don't we talk about Spider-Man for a bit? So, I mean, I would play this game too if I had a PS. So I need to get on that. You need to make that podcast money. No. I'm excited. I launched a trailer on our Facebook, or on our YouTube page a little while ago. And it's been getting a little bit of ground. But that was just the teaser trailer. So, what have you guys heard in terms of the new Spider-Man?
I've seen, like, I think it was like a half-hour clip of the game. I'm pretty sure it was just a demo they rigged up for it, but it was impressive. It involved helicopters and stealth.
Yeah, the giant crane falling down. I remember watching that one, too.
And it showed a lot of weird web-based attacks you could do. Like,
yeah.
I can imagine 3. They have, like, 80. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was just gonna comment on the combat. It looks very diverse. Looks like you can stick your web onto basically anything and pull it towards an enemy or loop
it
around you.
It's pretty much a fully dynamic web swinging. Like at every point that you latch onto with the web swinger is like latching onto something in the physics system too. So it's And the cornering and just everything looks amazing. I'm interested to see how they'll manage the lock-on and the camera when everything's happening so quickly with that and the little fine-tuning. But, I mean, the combat looks great, too.
My worst fear, the one thing that would bring that game down for me is if it lagged, even a tiny bit. Because if you're midair holding 30 people and swinging between, one lag can send you into...
Or if they relied way too heavily on QuickTime events and button mashing sequences. I mean, I know some of those are all right in a game like this or God of War or whatever, but too many of them, you get like Resident Evil 6, for example, where it's just the whole game strung together with stupid QuickTime events.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do that.
It becomes a Telltale series then.
And if they make it just they got to make the world very... The world looks like very detailed Manhattan. It looks just like it. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to have that issue where you have a big empty world with just a bunch of stupid collectibles to keep you busy. It looks like it's going to be a live, detailed, interesting world too.
And it looks like it's going to be 30 FPS only. It's not going to be 60 frames. So that'll be interesting, especially with the fast pace... web swinging environment. If it was 60 frames, it would look super smooth. I mean, I was literally just be like, I can't see the difference between 30 and 60 earlier in the podcast, but for quick pace actiony stuff, definitely can notice a difference.
I'd like to see it running for more than 10 minutes in a demo. You know, I'd like to see them running it, see how it plays.
And you got to remember, they prepared that, so you're gonna only see the beautiful aspect. You're not gonna see every little thing, right?
Yeah. Everything was probably already preloaded in, too. Like, the game was probably running for 10 minutes all laggy before they got it to that point. You never know, right, with these builds?
Yeah.
So we'll have to see when the game comes out. I mean, I know, like, it kind of, like... If you ever played the game Prototype, I hate to compare them, but, like, that's the... It kind of gives me that kind of vibe. Like, a big superpower, or, like, you know...
I didn't play Prototype, but I played, what's that one there? It was... Yeah, I think this one
Batman
was
Batman Arkham City, even.
I think the one I'm thinking of was a PlayStation exclusive. Infamous.
Yeah, Infamous is great.
Infamous was pretty good.
I'm happy. It seems like the PS4 is getting all these awesome exclusives too. Like, I haven't... Next one coming to Xbox, superhero exclusive. Like, that. Unless Crackdown comes out, which it looks like it might never come out, to be perfectly honest.
Titanfall? Exclusive?
Yeah. I'm talking superhero games.
Okay, yeah.
Other than Crackdown, that's it, I think.
So I was just on Reddit there, and I'm looking into multiplayer for Spider-Man, because I wasn't sure if that's even a thing or not. I don't know if you guys have heard anything different, but one guy's like, I had a dream that it was an FPS Spider-Man, and you're like hands out as the gun. You just, like, shoot people through web. That'd be so bad if that was the multiplayer. Could you imagine that?
I know a good way they could tackle multiplayer. There's this thing, the Spider-Man universe, where all the different Spider-Mans from alternative universes, I think it's being adapted into a movie as well, an animated movie. You could play that with this game mechanic and graphics easily. And each Spider-Man from each universe looks different, so that would give the appearance that each person's a different person, and it would flow better, and it would make a little more sense than just have a bunch of random people that were all bitten by spiders in one universe without any explanation. That just gives it a little background and makes it a little more playable.
Yeah. Could you do PvP battles where one person's Spider-Man and then, like, seven other people were, like, baddies?
Yeah, I could see that.
I think that'd be cool.
They would have to be weak, though. They would have to be super weak. If you're 7 versus 1, I mean, I know you're Spider-Man, but come on.
I mean, you can still do a free-for-all, like, you try to get as many, you know, kills or something as you can, but if you kill Spider-Man, you get,
you know, 2 kills. Or if they incorporated, like, old villains.
Yeah.
Like, well, they could have a mode where you play as, where someone plays as Spider-Man, someone plays as Venom, or something like that, or the Lizard Doctor, or whatever his name was, you know? That could be cool, the Sandman, or stuff like that. And have, like, a huge open world area where, like, the Sandman has to destroy something and get to here, and Spider-Man has to stop him, you know? And then that could be an interesting multiplayer element, instead of just adding multiple Spideys, you know?
Yeah. Alrighty. I think we should wrap this podcast up. So thanks for joining us, Brooks and Brian. And thank you for listening to the rest of the podcast. And if you could let us know what your thoughts on God of War and thoughts on Spider-Man are on our Facebook page and our other social media pages... That would be great. All right, guys, thanks a lot. We'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.